This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. President Obama plans to address a joint session of Congress next Wednesday. He hopes to regain momentum in his bid to overhaul the nation's health care system. Nearly 16 years ago, President Bill Clinton delivered his own high-profile health care speech to Congress. A year later, the effort was dead. The Obama White House is determined to avoid that fate, as NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The speech on Wednesday represents a tactical shift by the White House. Plan A was to have President Obama stick to broad principles and let Congress write the legislation. Both houses would pass bills before the August recess. Then Mr. Obama would get involved in the details as the House and Senate negotiated later in the fall. But that didn't happen. So now the president is moving to Plan B. He's going to be much more specific about what he wants in a health care bill. David Axelrod is the president's senior political advisor.
We've been talking about it for months and months and months. All the ideas are on the table. Now we're well down the road, 90 yards down the field, and now, you know, we have to go the last 10 yards, and the best way to start that is for the president to address this issue with force and clarity, and that's what he's going to do on Wednesday night.
White House aides say the president's goal on Wednesday is to clear up the confusion, particularly among those Americans with health insurance. By the time he's done, they say, Americans will understand how everyone will be covered, who will get subsidies to buy health insurance, how those subsidies will be paid for, and how the bill will cut costs and increase competition among insurers. The president will stress popular health insurance reforms that already have wide agreement on Capitol Hill, but he probably won't get much more specific about one of the most polarizing issues in the health care debate. What kind of government-backed option, if any, should compete with private insurers? David Axelrod.
On the public option, he's said repeatedly that he believes in it as a device to promote competition and choice and keep the insurance companies honest within that pool that will be created for uninsured Americans and businesses that can't afford insurance, small businesses. And he still believes that competition and choice is needed and valuable.
But the administration has signaled in a dozen different ways that a Medicare-style public option, the kind desired by many Democrats in Congress, is not one of his line-in-the-sand requirements. Even liberal Democratic Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky of Illinois says that while a robust public option must be in the initial House bill, it's not a make-or-break issue for her vote on final passage.
The fight over the public option in some ways has diminished focus on the fact that we are doing amazing insurance reform. Even insured people can't get the kind of health care that they need. So yes, the public option is very important. It's important to our base. But so is the assurance they're going to have health care when they need it.
On Wednesday night, the president will say he's still open to compromise with Republicans. But the earlier hopes of a big bipartisan consensus on health care are gone. No Republican in the House will vote yes, and the White House has decided it's unrealistic to expect more than one or maybe two Senate Republicans to sign on. That means the Democrats must find their own consensus, a bill that balances the interests of their liberal and moderate wings. Jan Schakowsky says the stakes for the president and his party are very high.
I do think this is an issue on which his presidency hinges, on which the Democratic future in 2010 hinges. He's aware of that. We're aware of that. And we're going to get a bill passed.
Over the August recess, the president's health care effort lost public support. And so did he. Mr. Obama's job approval ratings have declined steeply, from the mid-60s at the beginning of the year to the low 50s today. That may either diminish his clout with members of his own party, or, as political analyst Norman Ornstein suggests, have the opposite effect.
A lot of Democrats were there in 1994 when the failure of the Clinton health care plan sent them into a disastrous election that in turn meant 12 years in the political equivalent of Guantanamo, the minority. They've been back now since 2006, and I think now know that if they don't follow the lead of the president, if they don't pass any kind of health care plan and show that government now works after years of gridlock, they're going to be back in the minority or dangerously close to it.
It's hard to find anyone in Washington who believes the Democrats will fail to pass something. The only question is how close the final product will be to their original vision of sweeping reform. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.